Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Sometimes you just want to do things differently, change the script. I recently heard this concept can be called non-complementary behavior, meaning you do the opposite or flip the script of what is expected. I heard about the concept on a July podcast of Invisibilia. So let me share three examples, one that was on the podcast. The first example was from a dinner party in D.C., a glorious night of friends celebrating, eating outside, when a man with a gun arrived and asked for money. He said, I need your money or I'll start shooting, and he held his gun to a woman's head. Well, the problem was nobody had any money on them. So first they tried guilt. You know, what would your mother say? Well, that didn't work. He didn't have a mother. But then at one point, one woman said, look, we're here celebrating. Why don't you join us? Have a glass of wine. Those present said you could see the change on the man's face. He took the wine, had some cheese, and put his gun away. After a while, he said, I think I've come to the wrong place. And after a little further, he asked for hugs and left. Totally unexpected. They met hostility with warmth. That's non-complimentary behavior. Something we could all learn about, because with divisions in our community and our country, we need to develop the capacity to see the humanity in each other, to flip the script and not meet hostility and anger with hostility and anger. The second example of changing the script was from a book I read a long time ago called Revenge, A Story of Hope. It's a memoir by Laura Blumenfield, who was a Washington Post reporter. Her father was shot by the Palestinians in the late 80s. While she was living in Jerusalem, about 20 years later, she started studying revenge, thinking about this random shooting that her father survived but suffered from. Well, the shooter had been caught, and by this time he was in jail. So what she did was go to the Palestinian settlement and get to know his family. As a reporter, she never revealed that she was the daughter of the victim, but she became very close friends with them. And at one point, when it became clear the shooter was going to die if he stayed in jail any longer, she spoke up and talked about that he deserved forgiveness. When asked if the family was angry with her for not having revealed her full identity, they said no, because if they had known, they wouldn't have gotten to know her. And the shooter wrote a letter to Laura's father, which he keeps on a shelf. And in it, he said, quote, God is so good to me that he gets me to know your Laura, who made me feel the true meaning of love and forgiveness, unquote. That's flipping the script. Revenge, a story of hope, where we see each other's humanity. The third story I heard Gloria Steinem tell, she was working on a book with the late Wilma Mankiller on lessons from First Nations, from the indigenous cultures or original cultures. One that she talked about that stood out, that to me is another example of flipping the script, was one of the oldest cultures of Ghana, when someone did something destructive, they were punished by isolation, briefly, because we're social creatures, so isolation is a form of punishment. But after that brief isolation, when they brought the person back into the community, every person that knew the person coming back would tell them every good thing he had ever done. That is changing the script. Researchers say one of the most powerful tools we have to diffuse hate is the hardest to master, and it's genuine empathy, seeing the humanity in the other. I know that we have within us the capacity to move beyond labels and politics and prejudices and hear each other's stories. That's where the hope is. Laura Blumenfeld's revenge was getting the shooter to know her and love her as a human being, not a label. Let me close with a quote from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. If we could read the secret history of our enemies, we should find in each man's life sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all hostility.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.